my family depending on me. One shot to get it right, I'm shedding this old skin. I'm not going back to where I've been. I'm in pursuit of manliness. Let me test.
Welcome into the Pursuit of Manliness podcast, where we are vigorously equipping men to pursue biblical manliness. My name is Jarrett Samuels. I'm the host of the Pursuit of Manliness podcast. And men, I want to thank you for taking the time today and stopping by and listening to this episode. Men, I've shared before that when I got serious about being a man of God, when God really had been awakening it within my heart that not only did I want to be a better man of God, but I needed to surround myself with other men so we could help other guys do the same thing. One of the challenges that I found right away was how difficult it was to find other men who were serious about that as well. It wasn't that I didn't have good men in my life. I had lots of good men in my life. I had guys at church. I had guys, you know, all around me that were good men. It's just guys that said, you know what, I'm in. I want to be in that battle. I want to fight for the hearts of men so that we can win our homes back. We can strengthen our marriages. We can gain influence once again with our children. All those things that were just really on fire for me. I really struggled finding those guys that said, I'm in. Let's do this. What do we need to do? And so I turned to the internet. I went to Facebook and I created a Facebook page. I created a Twitter account. I created an Instagram account. I think all three of them within the first day. Some of you know that I have a website and I started writing some blogs just to put content out there. And what I found was it was not that hard once you went into the online world to find guys who were trying to figure this out. And some of them were in the same place that I was. They were passionate about it. They were on fire for it, but they were struggling to find those men within their churches, within their employment, maybe within their communities. And so this was a place where we could kind of bond together on some level, strengthen one another, encourage one another, and maybe even share some resources and share some conversation. I would say that some of those guys through this journey in the last few years had become really good friends that I would text them or communicate with them on a fairly regular basis. I'm thinking of two of them today that I had had dialogue with through a text message. Another one that I'm going to be on a podcast episode with later on tonight. We're going to do the recording. And many of these people I have never met face to face, but they have become a band of brothers, if you will, for me in a way that I did not expect or anticipate. And oftentimes those relationships can help kind of fill the gap, stand in the gap for you, and be those people that you can turn to, you can lean into. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk about this idea of life within a tribe. And there's two different ways, well, there's many different ways, forgive me, of doing life within a tribe, but I'm going to contrast two of them. I'm going to talk about an online one, and I'm going to talk about one that's face-to-face. Both of them have incredible value, but what I want to encourage you to think about is this: you need to have a tribe of men who are all moving the same direction together. Your fantasy football league is not your tribe of men. Your Monday night basketball pickup league is not your tribe of men. You need men who are committed to a cause, a direction, a growth pattern that are moving the same direction towards a desired outcome to be better men. It doesn't have to be a tribe as you think of it within the pursuit of manliness, but it needs to be some form of tribe. It doesn't even have to be called tribe. You can have a men's study or men's group, but if you're doing beyond gathering, but focusing on growth, that's when you know that you're in a tribe or a band of brothers and that you have these guys who are standing shoulder to shoulder with you saying, hey, we're in your corner and we're with you and we're all moving that same direction together. And what I did is I tried to just jot down some ideas and some thoughts of what is life like within a tribe. If you're connected to the pursuit of manliness, you know that twice a year, I open registrations up for what we call tribe. Tribe is a six-month community of men who commit to 6 months. They pay their money up front. The cost is $150. And truthfully, when I look across the board at what these different manosphere or even, you know, men's groups or online mastermind type things, when I look at them and I look at the pricing, Tribe is crazy cheap. It really is. But if you're like me, anytime there's a money amount involved, suddenly it gets a lot more real. And so what I try to do is be as transparent as I could possibly be about Tribe and what goes on in there. I even have a podcast twice a year where the guys that are in Tribe talk about their experience because I want to pull the curtain back and go, this is what it is. Now, we don't talk about the inside challenges and the things that go on in there as far as how we make one another better, but we talk about the experience and what it's like for each guy, because I really know guys are adverse to that idea of I don't want to be put in an awkward, uncomfortable position, but I want you to know this, men, you need a tribe. You need your guys, because what happens is, and many of you guys know this, I'm a full-time pastor, and I've been a pastor for years, and so what happens is, I've had this happen all the time, and someone will call you out of nowhere, and their marriage is collapsing. Their wife is leaving them. They've walked out on her, you know, whatever, this major, major debacle. I remember once I had someone call me, their wife was leaving them. They had all this facts and they saw it and they found it and they whatever, and they wanted to meet. And I got to be honest, when I thought about it, I thought, who is this? You know, but this person knew me as their pastor, knew me as the person that they should contact. And I sat with this person at a Buffalo Wild Wings, and we had this conversation, and I'm trying to get up to speed. And really, if you want to rewind it and go back to the timeline, there had to be things along the way that were warning signs that this isn't going well. Well, if this man was in a tribe and you're asking these really real questions, some of that stuff can be taken care of. Some of that stuff can be alleviated just by being around better men, just by being around guys that you're not intimidated by, that you know will make you better. And you have to put yourself out there. You have to do this. And the first thing I want you to understand is that there is a cost involved. There, building a tribe, being a part of a tribe will cost you something. Okay. But the opposite of that is this. You say, well, I can avoid this. I don't have to listen to this podcast. He's just trying to sell me. You know, I got my, you know, my friends, whatever. Listen, not being in a tribe will also cost you something. Okay. And I'm not always talking about monetarily. You know, we say, you know, if you try to hide something, you may end up losing everything. And that's certainly true within tribes. So the first thing it'll cost you when you think about a tribe is probably money. There's probably a money element involved. If you have a bunch of, you know, good old boys who meet at, you know, McDonald's on Friday morning at 6 a.m. and you have, well, maybe there's a book, or maybe you got to buy breakfast. Maybe your cost is very, very minimal. And sometimes there's these things that are crazy, crazy expensive. I'm talking thousands of dollars that you can be a part of those things as well. And so there's a major balance going between the two. Am I willing to pay nothing, or do I pay just this ridiculous amount? Listen, that's why I say, you know, like for Tribe, what I do, it's $150. That's $25 a month. Yes, you pay it all up front and you get some stuff back. You don't get $150 worth of product back, but you get some stuff back. But the reason why we have you paid up front, one, that you have to be committed to it. It costs you something. There's a cost involved. I tell men all the time, listen, I want you to talk to your spouse, talk to your girlfriend, whatever, and say, hey, I'm going to do this. Why? Because there's going to be things that are going to be expected of you. And if they know that you've spent some money, not backbreaking money, but that you spent some money, when you do those things, they know, yeah, we paid for this. We want to get our money's worth out of this. Now, I will say this, that just because someone pays their money doesn't mean they get anything out of it. And I'm going to get more into that later on. But there have been guys that have been in Tribe. This is we're getting ready to start our fourth session here June 1st. There have been guys that have been in Tribe who've done jack squat. They haven't done anything. And I just thank you for the $150 donation to the Pursuit of Manliness. That is a big waste. And if you're going to do it, you know, go all in. So it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you time. Listen, I'm creating the reading plan for the next session of Tribe. I'm looking at some dates on calendars, times I'm in town, times I'm out of town. Listen, I commit to that because I tell the guys, you know, listen, there's a covenant in the beginning. It's going to cost you some time. It really, like, we have a weekly challenge. It takes you nothing, like, to go out and make a 1 minute video on your phone or something like that. It comes down to want to. Are you willing to follow through with the commitment you made with your time, as you said in the very beginning? And we're changing some things within Tribe to make sure we do that. But it's going to cost you money. It costs you time. Where do you want to spend your time? Where do you really want to spend it? Because I'm going to tell you this again, once again, as a pastor, you call me and your world is falling apart, I'm going to be very little help to you. There's very little I'm going to be able to do for you. And I'm probably going to tell you, you need to go see marriage counseling. And I'm not your guy because I'm not a marriage counselor. you need to get in a tribe now to build in, you know, some parameters there, making sure that you're moving towards health, spiritual health, emotional health, relational health, sometimes physical health. Now, I know we got guys within tribe who hold each other accountable on all those different levels, on those different areas. So it's going to cost you money, and it's certainly going to cost you time. And then the tension will be this, you know, like, so when it's costing me money, it's costing me time. Is it, I'm online. Am I really getting a tribe out of this? And there's two modes of thought here. One is, you know, there's the online thought, you know, and I say this often, I like the online community because for me, I know the schedule I have, I don't have the time to meet with, you know, 20 plus guys for 40, 50 minutes a week, or even 30 minutes a week, or even 15 minutes a week. I just don't have the time. I'd rather use my time other places. But if I can put content out there and they can put content out there and we can grow together, like, you know, one of our guys made a video today as he's driving on the road for something, and I can jump on and I can leave a comment after about 3 minutes and then someone else can do it. We can get lots of touches throughout the week. We live in a city, so people travel long ways. And we can communicate, keep this conversation going at all different times of the night. But if I said it's Wednesday at 6, well, I'm going to lose a lot of guys. And you know that as well when you've tried to do men's groups and stuff. And you make a hard, solid time. Wow, that might have been with the best intentions. It's tough. Now, what's the best way of doing it? Naturally, face-to-face. And what we find with our men in tribe is they're longing to see each other. And I would say within this session, probably 10 plus of these guys have found ways to connect with one another face to face. I was in a speaking in Ohio, and I think there was like 6 of us there. I know we got a guy in Michigan who's touched base with a few other guys. You know, it just happens. Why? Because you meet these people online and you want to get to know them better. So life within a tribe, you're going to meet people who are different than you, who don't live in the same place as you, and it's going to be worth it. So the first thing is building a tribe will cost you. I want you to know that. You have to say, is the cost worth it? Is it worth this? And I that's why I say the $150, it's $25 a month. That's a trip to Arby's. I waste that on other dumb things. Man, if you're traveling somewhere, you could waste that in a gas station with your kids, $25. So it's really, really cheap. But I really do think you get ridiculous value out of it. And again, if it's not my tribe, find a tribe. Find something else. Find another thing. Number two, building a tribe is going to challenge you. One of the reasons why men don't want to be in a tribe is either, one, we think we know everything, or two, we're afraid that we're going to find out we don't know everything and we're going to look stupid in front of other people. Being around a tribe of men is going to challenge you in really positive ways. At the end of your life, do you want to sit, you know, in your bed or in your chair and think, well, I successfully avoided every opportunity for someone to ever call me out and challenge me on everything? Or do you want to say, my life was not for a lack of effort? I did what I could. I invested where I could. I got involved where I could. I went all in. Listen, one of the most popular verses when it comes to men's ministry is that Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, right? Well, how does that happen? Through the heat, through the tension, the friction process, right? And so as we do this, we get stronger. The tribe gets stronger. I want you to know every session, not everybody is BFFs. Not everyone's having a big giant man hug. There's going to be people who are going to rub each other wrong. There's going to be times where somebody might have said something that offends you or whatever. You're going to be okay. We don't run a daycare for dads. You know, this is a tribe of men. We're trying to be better men. And at the same token, we want to challenge and encourage one another. It happens all the time. I see guys go way out of their way to try to build someone up or even bring them back into the tribe because they've wandered off. And, you know, they said they were going to commit and they haven't committed. They're going to recommit and they've decommitted. It happens all the time. And you see really good, strong men try to bring these guys back into the fold. Why? Because we're better when we're all together, because we're going to challenge one another. But at the same time, if you wander off or if you get your feelings hurt or whatever, we have to go, sorry, but we got to keep moving forward. I'm married. I got 3 children. I have a full-time job. I have a podcast. I have a, you know, blog. I have things that I do. I can't chase a grown man who lives hours away to see if he's okay. You just can't, right? And so, you know, when you get into it, you may get your feelings hurt at some point. You know, someone may say something that steps on your toes. Someone may say something that contradicted what your pastor said on Sunday. Do you want to engage in the conversation? Do you want to walk away? Do you want to hide? What do you want to do? You have to decide. So it's going to challenge you, man. It's a collection of, you know, opinions and practices and experiences. And anytime that you're committed to something, there's going to be challenge. There's the same way with your work, your marriage, your children, right? There's a challenge, right? One of the things that challenges is sometimes your biblical worldview. We have a daily Bible reading plan that we do. And so someone may post something from a text and go, hey, this is what I think it is. And you're like, I don't know. We have weekly challenges, and everyone will have a different perspective. You know, you may post a video and find out that someone else had a completely different take on that topic. That's okay. That is okay, and you'll be better. We are better because of that. People's habits and goals, and I've seen guys say, hey, I want to be a better this. I want to lose weight. I want to get whatever. And someone will call them out real quick. Okay, what's the plan? And you're like, I don't know if I have a plan. I don't know if I'm ready for that. Well, you need someone to do that. Why? Because we can wander the rest of our lives and avoid this forever. And man, we are just a culture of apathetic men who have punted our responsibility onto other people. And it's time for men to take back what God has already given them. And we don't have to apologize for it, but we have to engage in it. We have to make sure that we stay committed to it. So number two is building a tribe is going to challenge you. Number three, building a tribe will make you a better man. Now, I say that, and I want to have a little asterisk next to this. If you get involved, okay, just signing up for a tribe, whether it's the Pursuit of Manliness tribe or the plethora of other ones that are online or anything you can find in real life where you can see face to face, just signing up for a small group, just signing up for a ministry, signing up for a club, signing up for a class, all those things do nothing for you if you don't do the work. If you don't do the work. And again, we have 20 plus men who are in tribe. Each all trying to move the same direction. We all have the same daily Bible reading plan. We all have the same weekly book reading plan. We all have the same weekly video challenges. We have the same opportunities every other week to get on a Zoom call and talk about a specific topic and have conversation. We all have the same opportunity. So on one hand, it's very individualistic. I have to do my own work. I committed to these men. There's a covenant in the beginning that says, I will do this. And there's several things that are listed there. And when I mail out these field guides to guys, I sign every covenant. Because what I want you to know is I'm going to do my part. Now, if I'm really honest with you, there's a number of guys that never do their part. I can't do anything about that. I can do nothing about that. And the truth is, if you didn't do anything in this tribe, there's probably other areas of your life that you're not doing it as well. So being in a tribe will challenge you to have some disciplines in your life. If you lean into that, you'll become a better man. If you see these disciplines, you see the structure, you see the field guide, you see the reading as like, you know, checking boxes or some kind of guilt complex, you're missing out on the growth opportunity right in front of you. And that's okay. And that's okay because the men that do engage, they grow. They do. And I see it and I hear them talking about it. And as we wind down each session of tribe, these guys, about month four, month five, it's a 6 month deal, around the latter half of it will begin to say, a certain person has noticed, a guy at work has noticed. I gave him the book and I told him this is what we're reading. My wife asked a question. My son asked about this. They do this all the time. I share this with several guys at different times when I've talked about one more round. One of the coolest things that has happened, and I've seen this just snippets of this once in a while, but there's a guy in our church that's been in tribe since the very first session. So he's been in all three of them so far. And we were a couple weeks away from closing out registration in the last session. And his wife shared a post from the page and it said something to the effect of, ladies, you need to get your husband in this. And now I know almost certainly that she doesn't know fully what goes on in tribe. She's probably not watching the videos because they wouldn't make any sense to her. She's definitely not on the Zoom calls. I'm going to assume she's not doing the field guide reading plan. So for tribe, for her, it at best would be very marginal on the fringe of finding out what is even going on there. But what I believe is happening is she is seeing something in her husband where she has said to other wives, listen, you need to get your husband signed up for this. And God bless her. She doesn't get a shirt, a sticker, anything for this. She just did it because she sees the benefit that has been brought to her, to her children, and to her house. And it's because, and I know her husband personally, it's because he puts in the work. I mean, he talks about it. He's living it. When I see him, he's asking about it, and he's wanting to grow, and he's hungry for that. And she's reaping the benefits of that. Men, we all have people in our life who need us to get this right. And there's not a man listening to this podcast right now that wouldn't want his wife to say the same thing about him. Look, I don't know what he's doing, but wives, you need to get you signed up because of what I'm seeing here. And that could be every one of our stories. Every one of us could have that story. But again, just signing up, paying your money is not going to do it. Just getting in a tribe that does challenge you will not do it. What's going to happen is you have to allow it to make you be a better man. And the only way you do that is when you engage. If you engage, you grow. If you just sign up, you don't grow. If you just get the t-shirt, you don't grow. If you just get the field guide in the book, you just don't grow. It's just inevitable. There's a reason why there's a daily reading plan. Most guys will say, look, I'm. This is not my typical discipline. Either they didn't read the Bible at all, or they had a different plan that they had done, or maybe reading a book has been, you know, something they haven't done for quite some time, to do a weekly challenge video. And I'll say this, there's a good number of men who never miss a weekly challenge video, and those are the guys who forge the greatest and deepest bonds. If you engage, you grow. So, men, I want to encourage you, whether it's the Pursuit of Manliness tribe, or it's some other tribe that you see somewhere else, and it doesn't have to be called tribe, but somewhere else that you see something that is like that, a band of brothers, somehow that it's committed. Make sure it has the worldview that you're looking for. Not every person that listens to this podcast is a Christian male. I understand that. So whatever your worldview that you're looking for is, get involved in that. For Christians, we're looking for a biblical worldview. We want to look through the world through the lens of the Bible. What does the Bible tell me about this? What's the Bible tell me about being a man? What's the Bible tell me about being a husband, being a father, being a provider, being a man of presence at my church? What does the Bible tell me about discipling other people, getting involved in other people's lives? And that's what we try to do in Tribe. We want to make sure that we look through our life, our leadership, through the lens of a biblical worldview. And that's what's important to us. So we got men who are praying for one another, challenging one another. I reiterate the fact that it's not a daycare for dads. Like, you know, we say often that, you know, we don't chase you, but we'll challenge you. These men will call you out. They call me out. We call each other out. We encourage one another. We challenge one another. We learn from one another. We grow from one another. Men, I want you to know, life within a tribe will always be worth it. But the first hurdle that you're going to have to get over is probably your pride. You're probably going to have to get over the pride thing, either thinking that you know everything, you're John Wayne, alpha male, and I'm going to get in tribe and I'm going to tell them all what to do. Or the pride where you say, well, you know, I'm that you're intimidated, there's an inferiority complex or something there that just prevents you from really engaging and growing with other men because you're missing out. You're really missing out. And the second hurdle that you have to overcome is the monetary amount. The monetary amount is what keeps so many guys. I have guys reach out to me and you got this, you know, incredible story of just, you know, brokenness and I need something. I'm like, no worries, man. I send you a link and then I never hear from them. It's the cost. And so I know, like I said, it's cheap, but it's not cheap for everybody. For some people, $150 is a big amount, but I feel like it's the right amount. You know, I've had people say you need to raise the price on it. No, I feel like it's the right amount. For the guys that we want to reach, we feel like it's the right amount. It's the right investment. And that's why we do it twice a year. So you're looking at $300 a year if that's something you really want to get involved in. But take one session, do a 6-month window and say, do I want to do this? Some men stay on. As I said, I referenced someone who's done all three so far, and some are one and done. That is okay. The one and done still make us better. I just want to encourage you, get in a tribe somewhere. Get in a band of brothers somewhere. And you go, hey, I don't want to pay for one. I don't want to start one. But as I said in the beginning, it's harder than you think to find those men who are really, really committed to the cause and who will, you know, just get that grit and fortitude there to the point where you say, you know, at whatever the cost, whatever the time commitment, whatever the energy, whatever the challenge, you know, we're there. Because when you get out of your comfort zone, when you live life outside of your comfort zone, you will grow. And man, the people in your life that depend on you are better for it. So men, I want to encourage you, go to thepursuitofmanliness.com /tribe. There you're going to find a link that I just leave on the website that always has some explanation about what tribe is, what the cost is, some frequently asked questions, easy for me to say. I leave that all up there, you know, the whole time, even when tribe is not in session. The links will be gone. If you're listening to this and it's live for registration, the links will be there that you can pay to get in your registration. The stuff will always be mailed out and you get added to a closed Facebook group. We have a private Facebook group for just the Men in Tribe. There's stuff that just, like I said, just happens in there. And then if you're listening to this podcast, more than likely in the next week or two afterwards, you're going to find one about the Men in Tribe sharing their experience. And you can also go back. I think there's one or two others in iTunes and Spotify and other places where you're going to find conversations about Tribe, hearing guys talk about, you know, their specific experience. And I just think that's so important. For me, I want to know what I'm getting into, especially when there's a dollar amount attached. But once you're in it, I guarantee you don't think of that. Once you're in it, man. And man, we just run relentlessly towards being better men of God. So, man, I want to thank you for listening. In the meantime, I want to encourage you to go to facebook.com/groups/pursuit of manliness. That's our closed Facebook group. That's kind of the next step for some guys, just kind of get into more private conversation, more dialogue. And there's 2,000 plus guys there from all over the world that we can have conversation and challenge one another just about being better men of God. And it's really, I really like the conversations and stuff that take place there, the encouragement that happens, and also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Everything's at Pursue Manliness. So, men, thanks for listening, and let's keep pursuing biblical manliness.
Get out of that comfort zone. Men, don't waste another moment. God has called you to lead your home. Don't waste another day. I'm a warrior. I'm a lover. I'ma never give up on your brother. I'm a superhero, a sinner that Christ redeemed. I'm a provider, I'm a winner. I'm a Bible first believer. Well, that's my mission, and this is my legacy. Well, that's my mission. This is my legacy.